Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
And I fuck my male co-star in the ass like crazy until he becomes visibly pregnant with my child.
And that's the metaverse.
Guys, we're here.
Give it to him.
Amazing guy, Sheree DeVille.
Sheree DeVille.
You know her, you love her, so does your left hand. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheree DeVille.
Left hand.
Left hand, right hand.
Left hand, right hand. Ambidextrous. Whoa, yeah. Both hands. That's yeah. A lot of cock. Anyways.
Too much. Some say too much cock. Can we say that?
Some say. Whoa. Some not say. Me, but
son
some.
Of a bitch. Yeah.
But what is,
to a rocky start.
What is too much? What is like, that's a no-go? Because you know when
too
like,
much is like when the next day you couldn't fuck him again.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Then I'm like, yeah.
So is you're like, your vagina went to like CrossFit? Like, it just can't do
basically,
it again?
Basically, yeah. It's like, I need like a week off before I take more dick. Yeah. That's like, I like a dick that I could use every day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what the
like
fuck?
Like vitamins.
No, one of my best a friends divorced her husband after 5 years because his dick was too big. They couldn't fuck as much as she wanted.
The judge is like, hold on. What did you just say?
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, he had a really big dick and their sex was good, but she couldn't fuck him. Like, she had a pretty high sex drive, wanted to have sex a few times a week.
Right.
It was not in the cards for them. And eventually it ruined their relationship.
Wow.
Wow.
That is. Yeah,
well, sex is important.
It's an expensive cock right there. You get half the money off that thing.
Who got half?
Well, they shared custody of their child. Like, it
who
was
got
like,
half the cock?
Yeah. Who got half the cock?
Let me get a few inches. Because even at that point, it's still packing like 7 inches, I would imagine.
I wonder if you can get like when a woman has huge breasts, but it's hurting her back and you can get them downsized.
Yeah, breast
I wonder
reduction.
If you can, like, reduce that dick.
You probably
give me a few inches if you can.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So is there a, where you you know how like roller coasters, like you must be this tall to ride it? Is there one with like, you're too tall to ride this? Is there something like that? Have you ever been on set and you're like,
no,
can we get a PA?
Well, before I work with a guy, if I've never worked with him before, you look at pictures, but it's hard to say because it's like, you know, a height, length,
you gotta
ratio.
Yeah, you need
like something for scale. Yeah. So then you start calling your girlfriends, right?
And
then you start checking it out and seeing if they needed time off. And then you look at your paycheck and you're like, do I want time off? And
Yeah. That's what my girlfriend said she did with me. She called like a bunch of people that I used to
called
have sex
a bunch
with. Because she was like, I need to find out if it's too big.
She called me. And I was like, you'll be fine.
Hold on.
It's so funny. What you were doing, I do with like, since we both do stand up, I'll like call him or he'll call me and be like, have you done this show? Is this an okay show?
Yeah.
But except there's not as much cock. Well,
there's a lot of
there's
cock.
There's some cock.
Stand up comedy, a lot of cock.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you show up to set and you're like, this is too.
Oh, like if you didn't do your research
and
you just show up and like you're genuinely making the surprise pays because you're concerned about your day.
Yeah. Great thumbnail.
Thank God that has never happened to me.
Really?
But I think once you're there, I'd probably be motivated to do it. But if it was genuine, like if it's too big, it's too big. You can't do it. You can't do it. You know?
So when you walk on a set, is like women are like they go into the makeup. The chair, whatever. Yeah. Do dudes go to makeup or dudes are like in the corner jacking off and you go, that's too big. You know what I mean? When do you see
in the corner jacking off.
He's excited.
Yeah. Just he's in bored. The makeup room.
Yeah.
Or he's using off. A Manscaped to clean up down there.
Yeah.
Usually guys show up, they take a shower, they give you a hug, and then they leave you alone, you know, until it's time.
So if for whatever reason, if you didn't do enough research,
yeah.
you're staring down the barrel of it and you're like, fuck, this is too late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's never too late. You can always call the scene. But like, I feel like that's kind of on you because you didn't do your fucking research.
Right.
Like, phone a friend.
Yeah, the guy can't really be mad either.
Phone a friend.
It's like the guy can't be mad because he's like, oh, I guess I got too big of a dick.
Too much cock.
Sorry, we can't work today.
Some guys are on my vagina no list and on my anal yes list because their cocks are so big.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is this list? Where can I see it? Is it like the naughty or nice list? How is it?
Yeah, is it on Reddit? Let me. I want to frame it and put it in my kitchen.
Can you imagine if everyone posted their no list?
I would love it. I would love to be on it.
A guy's no list is nothing.
Zero.
It's just no.
Yeah. It's harder for guys to have no lists, but like most of the top male performers have actually more extensive no lists than the girls.
Really?
Because like, think about it. You're kind of only as good as your last scene. And if you don't have chemistry with this girl or she fucking sucks and you're concerned about your erection, you better fucking put her on your no list for your career.
So you're only as strong as your last scene. It's like that saying. What's that? Your weakest link.
Weakest cock day.
What, the list.
The list.
Tell me about the list.
The list confuses me a bit because you were saying the vagina no list, the anal yes list.
Yeah, like my butt can take way more than my pussy. Like I feel like the butt expands like infinitely. You know what I mean? But your pussy, it just is what it is.
So why doesn't babies come out of the asshole?
God, wouldn't that be nice?
I'm a genius.
Now we're talking real questions.
Wow. Okay. So your butt is like, dude, you can fit a Fiat in there.
Yeah, at least one Fiat. Yeah.
Wow. Are there women that are like, Fiat? I can't, maybe. The Gucci Fiats have to go. Can you imagine walking into a dealership and be like, I want that
thing?
One.
Yeah, there's a Gucci
real
Fiat.
Thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally says Gucci on the back and it has like a stripe over the top.
It's trash.
It comes with a free hookah in the inside, actually.
It probably does.
I mean, look it's like a good looking car,
well,
but it's like,
thing.
Yeah, how much
no,
is
that's
it?
A real thing. It's no. a Fiat. How that much could it be?
That looks an expensive.
You know what? We might be surprised. You put Gucci on anything. Gucci has toothpicks that are
like
4K.
They're like $100,000 for your Fiat.
What are we
it
talking
about?
Well,
hold on,
let's
fire,
guess.
It's going to look fucking good
I'm
going to
say
does. 54K.
I would say 85. I would
Stop.
Say 80. It looks like
no.
an expensive jelly bean.
I'll be pissed if it's 85.
It's going to be 85.
Expensive. I drive an expensive jelly bean.
25?
25. That, Gabe, why didn't you get this car?
So you could either get that
you got
car
a Mazda.
Or a Gucci purse.
Did you do anything?
Hilarious.
Yeah. So,
hold on.
So when you started racking in the money, shout out that body, shout out that ambition, shout out everything.
Shout out to Gene, shout out to mom, shout out to dad, shout out God.
Yeah.
Shout out the universe.
Chick-fil-A, everything. Yeah. Did you have like a stupid purchase? Like, fuck it. Or are
you know,
like,
I like get really horny saving my money.
Me
like I've
really?
Always, since I was 16, like this is me. I went to a county fair at 15 years old and bought cookware for my future. Like I'm a very forward thinking bitch. Like
smart.
I don't waste. I still drive a Mini Cooper. It's from 2015. I don't give a fuck.
That's why you hate Fiat.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Because you are beefing with the Fiat over here.
Yeah.
I respect it. That's great.
Mm-hmm. You're talking to two people who save.
Especially in this job. Like, it could be over at any time.
I have that same
like,
anxiety
if you're not
daily.
Saving, like, what am I going to show off? Like, I'm going to pawn purses or some dumb fucking clothing or like a depreciating asset, like a Gucci car. Like, that's dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Or renting like some $10,000 apartment instead of buying. Like, no.
Yeah.
No, you got your head on straight.
And. I mean, so is there a lot of, since I do a lot of YouTube stuff, a lot of residual money, is there residual money in all the stuff you're doing?
That's such a good question. So, like, if I'm shooting for, good job.
Fucking
TED Talk.
Yeah.
Goddamn, 60 minutes over there. That's
I said the word residuals, dude. Can I spell
it?
No.
If you work for somebody else, no. It's
a
one-day paycheck. Mm. Yeah, you get paid for that day's work and it's over, which is why a lot of people who have a name work for themselves.
Yeah.
Once you produce your own content, you can sell it as many times as you want. You can sell it on different platforms. You can repackage it. You can send it through the clip stores. And I let NFT. All of my content die on tube sites because you still get like a little tiny bit of money per view. Gotcha. But I've been doing this 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
12 years worth of content on Pornhub, even if it's a few cents a view.
It's,
I mean, every single day.
I mean, we're talking Brady Bunch numbers. This is big.
That's huge.
I mean, congratulations. I mean, that's like, I mean, I don't even, I've been doing comedy for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Dude, 12 years doing years. One thing, yeah. Founding it.
Yeah.
So back to your asshole.
Back to your asshole. So how many raccoons?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Well, but I'm just like, at what point were you like, well, I can get more in there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you know, honestly, the moment I realized that some people can only go in my ass is when I fucked Dredd.
Who the hell?
Well, you're going to have to Google that man.
Sir
He's
Gabriel.
Use Google.com.
Gigantic. And it's our first scene together was anal, and it went great. And then we tried to do a vaginal scene together. Yeah. Oh.
What does that even look like?
Shit.
Just trying to fit a Nike through a keyhole?
Basically.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, like he's thicker than this. He's insane.
Is that a liquid death?
He's insanely huge.
Do you think there's dudes that are like, we talk about this a bunch of the podcasts. You think there's guys that have like cocks like that are like, it's like a hindrance?
Absolutely.
Right? Because they're so like you.
Oh, absolutely. In a real relationship,
yeah,
I think
yes.
It would be almost impossible for him to have a regular lover.
Yeah, he's got to make a custom fleshlight. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, unless he can just do.
He's got to find a girl with like a massive vagina.
Yeah.
Just like.
Like a hippopotamus of a pussy.
Big pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird first date question. Do you have a big
How
pussy?
How big yeah. is your
Do
pussy?
You have kids
because
also, jalapeno, is it like a swimming pool?
Yeah. Yeah. Jalapeno poppers? Awesome. How big is your pussy?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you happen to pull it up?
You look petite, but how's the, you know.
But isn't that weird that sometimes girls are petite, but they can take it?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you can have like little guys with huge dicks, vice versa.
That
tall.
Pisses
I mean,
me
it's
off.
Not
it
even
does.
About that.
There's one guy in porn, you probably know his name, but he's like this, like, he looks just like a random, like 22 year old. Mm-hmm. He's got kind of like long hair, skinny little kid, packed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? I think I know what you're talking about. He looks like a Russian exchange student.
But I saw him walk in the door, all of his clothes on the scene. I was like,
you're like, this
okay.
is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
And then he took his pants off. Then his cock took his pants off. And then
yes.
I was like, by all means.
Like a legit tripod.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know.
Right. He was a kickstand before the scene.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw it. And I was, oh, look at Gabe's
Sometimes
face.
I'm like concerned about like their blood flow to their head. Like,
right.
You only have
there.
So much blood in your body. How does it even work?
Is there a lot of like, there's a lot of like Blue Chew Viagra being taken, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even a top male performer once told me, he's like, if you could take a pill and do your job 20% better, would you?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, I'd take Viagra if it made me 4% funnier, you know?
See?
I would
1%
just go on stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Rocked up.
They turn the AC on too hard and I'm just hard, you know?
Yeah, don't even need a microphone. Just use my cock.
Gabe, did you find it?
Well, we have to fuck in so many like uncomfortable positions and like crazy environments
also,
that it's almost necessary.
Are they
sometimes.
Always like, you got to turn off the air conditioning too and all that
in
shit
the
for sound?
Summer for
Stupid.
Sound. No. I know.
It's also never
but,
at
like,
night.
LA summer is fucking hot.
And not even LA. We're talking the Valley.
Yeah.
We're talking Van Nuys.
Oh, yeah. You're in Chatsworth or some shit.
Yeah. Just Valley Village.
Yeah.
Hot places.
Yeah.
Why don't they ever do it at night? Just because of lighting?
Who wants to work at night? I don't want to work at night.
I would rather be good temperature and work at night.
Yeah, I'm there too.
That's a tough one.
But I guess we do stand up and that's also at night. But in my head, I'm like, it's night is more romantic. Or is
night
day just,
is more romantic.
Right?
This is
I don't
my
know
job,
I don't,
though.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
what
know
I mean?
Like,
that's true. You're like, put on the call map of fucking.
Well,
that's what makes me a pussy and you a professional, okay?
I've asked a bunch of performers this, and it always fascinates me. Is it hard to separate work from the like actual love?
Not for me.
Really?
Yeah, and I really enjoy my coworkers. A lot of them are my closest friends.
Co-workers
and I prefer
so
to fuck my friends than strangers 100%. I know they're cool. I know they're safe. I know they're not going to be like doing some weird creepy shit.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
They're
but like,
respectable too.
Love is love.
Get
and
cupcakes
sex is
after.
Sex, you know?
Yeah.
Bars.
And porn sex is, even if you try and connect, it's just like inherently disconnected because you're performing for a camera, not your person.
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking at like a 45 degree angle so that they can see everything.
You're fucking
and
on
like,
the Gucci Fiat. It's just too much.
Do you ever look back at your early days and be like, God, I was trying so hard here? Or
oh,
you're
I
like,
don't watch my porn because I know
really?
I don't want to. I know that I would like pick myself apart and be like, why'd you make that face? Why don't you suck in your stomach? Why don't you?
For the early days, I feel like you're really playing to the camera. Now you're like, I'm a pro. I just do it.
But I got yelled at a lot in the beginning. Really? One of my very first boy, boy, girl, girl scenes. I was so enthusiastic. Yeah. It was my best friend. It was her first boy, girl, girl in her whole life. On or off camera.
Oh, shit.
Super enthusiastic. It was like my fifth scene ever. And they wanted me to eat the cum out of her pussy after the guy came. So I'm just like slurping it up. I'm eating it. I'm doing a good job. And then I'm like, oh, I did such a good job, right? Big fucking smile on my face. And I look at the director and he's like mad. And I'm like, what?
He's like, I was going to
do it. I did it. Came in the pussy, ate the cum. Okay, good. What did I do wrong? No. In porn, you show the cum, you spit it out, you suck it up, you spit it out, you suck it up.
Because the visual.
He had to do another pop. Everyone was so fucking mad at me.
Another one? So how long did it take him? That's another 45 minutes away.
He was mad too. So he goes and takes a swim in the pool to try and cool down, chills out for a little while.
Being mad from fucking is so funny. Yeah. I got to do what again?
Yeah.
But I guess it's like with any job, there's always going to be the stressful levers where somebody's going to be mad no matter what.
Yeah.
It might sound easy to me, but he's like, he fucking was sweating his dick off.
Yeah,
like,
it was hot.
He was holding himself.
Warm, the hot, valley. Warm.
Yeah. I'm going to go take a swim.
There's no way to cheat that. Elmer's glue? He already came in there. There's not a PA that can just come somewhere.
Some companies would have just filled you up with Cetaphil or Spunk and like redone that part. Spunk lube. Spunk.
No.
Have you ever seen a picture of girl with cum on her face?
Yeah.
It's never cum. Never, ever.
Really?
Ever cum.
What is it? Like coconut water?
Cetaphil usually.
What's Cetaphil?
Soap. It's that hand soap. It just really looks like cum.
Yes. I've washed my face with that before.
Whenever I see it in the grocery store, I giggle because I'm like, cum soap.
So they just do that. It's like how the commercials, it's like not real steam or it's not like real cheese.
Right, because they like want to make it look like really, really good. Plus you've probably done that picture before you fuck.
I'm gonna put some on my face and just go get tacos down the street.
You do all the sex stills
and
all the cum shot stuff before you have the sex.
God,
so you look good.
Oh, that
you know?
Makes so much sense.
Because like by the time I'm done fucking, I look crazy. My lash is sticking to my forehead. Yeah. Things have not held up. You know,
things have not held up. There's so much that goes into it. And I don't know why that blew my mind. It's like, yeah, it's like any video production.
Yeah.
You know.
Or what if he has a small load? You want it to look like he's just like come a gallon on you.
Can you fix that in post? It's a little bit of CGI. They add like a
random. Can you imagine? Yeah. There's like a $20,000 CGI budget for like cum.
Goddamn. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso, balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Goddamn.
Are directors like, when they pop, not a lot of the directors like, we told you not to jerk off last night. Like, we need a lot.
Oh, I guess sometimes, like with brand new performers, like I had a performer that was so excited. He thought he should jerk off like while we were in makeup.
Oh, no.
And then his cum shot was weak. And the director was nice, but he's like, I know you're new, but for the future, you know.
Yeah.
This is not something we're looking for. Make sure to hydrate. Make sure to have zinc. Make sure to, you know.
Oh, zinc. Zinc. Yeah. Dude, what is that? What is that stuff that
Red Bull?
You porn? Why am I blanking? You Pornhub. Jesus.
Yeah.
Pornhub. Well, porn is what is that?
Semtex or something?
Semtex.
Yeah. Gabe. Pornhub.
What's that?
2 points for Gabe. Well, they run ads on like all their commercials and or on the videos. Be like, do you want more of a load? And they just squirt out a bottle.
So. Oh, I'd say 90% of those things are fake. Like only time people try and pay me to put shit on my Instagram is like some male enhancement pill. And every once in a while when it starts to look legit, I'm like, send me the ingredients list. Send me the research that you know what I mean, and they just like can't. They just have fucking nothing, and I'm like, I'm not pimping snake oil to desperate dudes. That's just sad.
I'd buy it.
It's just sad.
Snake oil?
But a lot of people would, because a porn star has said at work her co-stars use, which they of course do not, X, Y, and Z to get hard, when really you're like two steps away from a heart attack and just caffeinating yourself into high heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Makes sense. If you're going to get tips from anybody, it's going to be somebody in the industry.
Right, but not when they're lying.
Yeah.
That's true. Just like did it for the money. Mm-hmm.
This probably answers yes, but have you ever like entered a scene, you're like, this dude doesn't do anything for me, right? That's got to be a thing. And then if that happens, what do you do to get into, you think about George Clooney's early days or some shit? Like, how do you get into it?
Yeah, usually I can appreciate almost anybody physically. It's wrong. Like if they open their mouth and they're fucking annoying. So I just try to like avoid them like the plague until we have to fuck. And then I'm like,
or you change the script. You're like, let's do a silent film.
Stuff something in their mouth. Or like, please God, shut up, or my vagina is going to turn into the Sahara Desert. Yeah. Like, shut your fucking face.
But so they can shut up, and then you're like,
then
okay,
I can be okay. But if you're like annoying me or like really dumb, like
is there an example of something like somebody said something where you're just like, oh God,
or just a lot of male talent, especially if they're nervous, they're like trying to talk you up, but like everyone likes different kinds of people, you know? Yeah. So if you just happen to not be my type and now you're way over talking, I'm the female performer. All I care about is that your cock gets hard. So I'm going to be like, oh my God. Yeah. You like, oh my God, I love that. Yes.
No, cause
like, it's not about like, I can jerk a guy's dick. That's nothing. You have to fluff a guy's brain. Right? Or their
fluff
dick isn't
a guy's
hard.
Brain.
Yeah.
That's a title.
It's a real challenge to be that fake when someone is that annoying.
Yeah.
Because if their head's not in the game, they're not in the game, and I want my scenes to be good.
So
it's true. At the end of the day, it's like, this is still your work and it will be out there. So you push through it.
I want it to be
there's
good.
There's so many times where I think in any career where you're just like, this is today, let me just push through it. Or there's shows that we've done where you're like, this is shit. And
this,
then you're
know it's not going to be great, but
like, let's just do what I can. You know? Right. If anything, the comment might be like talking shit about that guy. I'm like, but she did her thing. She was great on that.
It was fine. Yeah.
So what are those?
In editing, we'll fix it in post.
Yes. What do those halftime speeches sound like if there's a dude that just can't get, like, do you allow him to just do his own thing, or do you go over there and be
whatever he needs. Like, some guys like to be alone looking at their cell phone. Some people want you to just play with their balls. Some people want you to rub their nipples, jerk their cock, suck it. Like, everyone's different.
Get them some pancakes.
You don't
have
to, for sure. But again,
right,
this is my day. Yeah. Do I want it to last 3 hours longer? Like, I'm going to get the day done in the most efficient, professional way that I can.
You've done multiple scenes in a day? Probably, right?
Yeah. Especially when I work for myself. I'll do like, maybe I'll do like a solo, a few girls. The boys will come in at the end of the day. You finish the day.
The boys will roll in at the end of the day. I forget who we were talking to, but they kind of like, was it Emily? Emily Willis?
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's great. Mm-hmm. But she was just like, she sends out her own call sheets. She does all this.
Oh, you have to,
But it was like, I love that side of things. It's just like, you know, the contracts you signed, you're for this, but it's like working for your own self. There's something motivating about it, because it's just like, it's all an incentive. It's all,
and
it's all the money,
free for all.
It's all money's for you. You're like, exactly. It's a free for all. You can make as much as effort as you put out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's almost like, it's gotta be like fun. And it's like, every time I like have my own shoot and there's like people that are like getting there and there's different directors, you know, doing all this stuff, it feels fun. You're like,
this is fun for fucking me. You
this
can say what you want. You can do what you want. Yeah. You can do it for as long as
you can dress up as a daddy long leg. Nobody gives a fuck.
I just did a Power Rangers parody for myself 3 days ago.
Stop it.
Fucking
was a Red Ranger.
Who was Zordon?
Please.
I gotta show you. So we did, instead of Lord Zed,
yeah,
we had Lord Head, right? And we're like, it's Morphin time. But then he's like, no, it's Horphin time. We just turned into slutty versions of ourselves. Dicks were out.
The
boom.
Puns in the porn world will never not work for me. They're so
fun.
Oh,
I've always
God.
Liked like comedy porn almost.
Have you ever done one of those where it's like a parody on a film?
Yeah.
There's so many. What are some of
those? I've done The Grinch.
Really?
Which was amazing. We had to wear prosthetic noses. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
We were talking about on this other person's podcast that the Grinch fetish is
there's a big fetish for the Grinch.
There's a big community.
But
people
see it. I feel like he's in that Dom world. You know, he'd be fucking, you know, he'd be ball gagging.
That's a tough day for the guy. Like, not only have you been painted, but you're in a fursuit all day trying to fuck, like really fuck in a fursuit.
Is the cock green?
I think you can go a lot of ways with it, but it was in our parody. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you did a Power Rangers one.
For myself.
For yourself.
The Grinch was not for me, unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many that are just like parody.
What's a good one? What, like a, what's like a movie?
That's what I'm saying.
Like a porn movie.
I asked Gabe to Google it.
Oh, got a Foreskin Gump.
Foreskin. I love a double. Yeah. Yeah. When you parody and you throw a pun in the title, like,
dude,
that's
should have been Foreskin Pump.
Well, you know, there's a whole AVN category for best title. And it's always some shit like that that wins.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We didn't even go down that road. AVNs. You want a bunch of those?
I have.
Let's go.
But which ones?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite one. I've won MILF Performer of the Year a bunch, which is great, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah,
that's.
But my favorite one, like my personal bucket list one, is most outrageous sex scene. Because to me, like if your peers who do this day in and day out are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the actual fuck? Like if you can like concern your peers, then you've really
Well, the follow-up here is you've really aced it. What was the scene?
Yeah.
I gotta know.
It was amazing. So, so basically it begins with, this is like, I feel like an old trope in porn. I'm an alien. I've come down to the planet. We want to breed, you know, so.
Classic.
I feel like that's been done a million times in porn, right?
It's just funny for aliens. They're like trying to take over and like, yeah, but what if you fuck first? So like,
but how about your semen?
Yeah,
you know, that alien human combo person.
They get the little antenna on their forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. So we fuck. It's a great cream pie. It's a great boy girl scene. Mm-hmm. And then I grow this huge fucking dick, like this giant dick. Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah. And I fuck my male co-star in the ass like crazy until he becomes visibly pregnant with my child.
And that's the metaverse.
And that's
that
sounds like a good Tuesday.
So the person who wrote that, when they pitched that to you, were you like, for sure? Or were you
like abso-fucking-lutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because
I love pegging.
It's a power thing for you. Yeah. You get to be like, you do you, I do you.
Yeah.
So we, I feel like my girl always thinks that she can fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I have this image in my brain. Like, I just feel like women, for the most part, feel as though they can fuck until they actually try the action. And they're like, oh, this is way harder than I thought.
It's way harder
to be on board with
her. When I'm wearing a strap-on, and granted, that's just wearing a strap-on. That's not even maintaining an erection. So it's not even as difficult, because I don't care if I put all my blood in my thighs doing some crazy up and over
position.
You know what I mean?
Pee.
Yeah. It's way, way harder to do the fucking.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You tell him to get on top.
I don't care
like, I'm
how
over
many
this.
Minutes of reverse cowgirl you did.
Yeah.
It's still not at
Queen.
All.
I'm so,
Queen.
Dude, I thought we were going to have a battle. I'm so happy you're like, nope, it's hard.
No, because I do a lot of strap-on stuff, and you know you're going to be fucking working that day.
Are there any dudes that are like, this is my first strap-on scene?
Probably.
Have I popped anyone's strap-on chair?
Well, Michael, you're about to learn.
I feel like I have.
Okay.
I don't think I have. Yeah.
I think, dude, I'm not. I think I said this on the podcast before. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, into butt stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I. Mm-hmm.
Any guy who's not into butt stuff is crazy.
Thank
your
you.
G-spot is in your
you
ass.
Dabble.
I yell about
it's
it on
your
put me
ass.
On
your
it.
Prostate gland.
Yeah.
Hello.
I
check
yell.
It out.
You milk that shit. You don't even have to touch your dick. You'll come.
There's untraveled
yes.
terrain.
Yes, that's crazy.
Dude, I had a doctor recently finger me because I thought I had hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
Yeah.
Madam.
Yeah, you get it.
Dim
deep
the lights.
Enough.
Dim
the lights.
Let me get a lollipop.
So I think I'm a dude who wants to try everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wants to try everything. I'm not saying it's gonna be in a year. I'm not saying
sit
it's gonna be in two.
Sit on this water bottle.
I will. But I feel
that's a big start.
But I think I know. But I feel like at some point I'm gonna be like, you know what? You know what? Fuck me.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go.
Next
there.
International Women's Day, you should get yourself pegged.
Hilarious.
I love that.
I'll do the dishes while she's fucking me.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
I feel
film
like
it just for me though.
Huh?
Film it just for me. You know, just
send
me
it
the
over.
Footage. I won't share
I'm gonna
it.
Be crying.
But I feel like Michael, you're
well,
such
then
a
then have two cameras so I can see that part too.
Michael.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, like, what are you, because I feel like you're such a like, yeah, man, alpha, you're mm-hmm. such a dominant guy
this
in the bedroom. So what are you gonna like mm-hmm. do when you're like having
he's,
that get
he's
done?
A power bottom, this maybe.
Is, yeah.
He's a power
what
bottom.
I'm saying,
I see
I'm
that.
I'm
PB.
Gonna fuck myself.
Oh yeah, you're gonna ride that.
Yeah. I'm gonna
yeah.
I'm
gonna make her work for her.
That's
money.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I'm gonna choke. I'm gonna do a little choke as I'm going back.
Yeah.
Cause you don't fuck me, I'm fucking you.
Still fucking you.
You can just do the ones and put it on like the shower. They have the suction cup ones.
Yeah, but that's
slippery. There's a lot. I mean, and the suction cups, like, it's hard to find a strong enough one.
That is
I
funny
mean,
if
you
like rip a hole in the wall.
Oh, I'm gonna so funny.
He's got a good tricep.
I'm gonna break a hip.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Take the LA
fitness.
Yeah.
Shuri DeVille dies of breaking her neck.
Great title. Very clickable. Yep, people will watch. Wild.
So how, I love to ask this question. Is there a scene or kind of like an sexual experience that you're like, oh, I got paid the most for this? Like what's the most you've ever paid?
What's the most I've ever been paid? Definitely one of my gang bangs. There I mean, because you kind of get paid per dick. You know what I mean?
So
what?
But those dudes aren't getting much. They're getting like $10, right?
You know what's lame about being a guy? Like I have different rates for like everything. Like everything you can imagine. It's a different rate or like an add-on. You know what I mean? Like one more dick add-on. One more bitch add-on. Hilarious. Add-on, add-on, add-on.
So it's like, it's like buying a car, a Carvana.
Right, but a guy comes to work. They just have a rate, whether they're fucking you in the ass, whether there's 10 other dudes there, whether it's...
Really? You think gangbangs, they get less?
Less work.
Less money, yeah. Well, there's more people there that's like, aren't you just like happy to be here?
It's a different kind of challenge, though. Keeping your dick hard when she can't pay all of the attention to you.
Yeah, big ego.
And then like kind of like coming on time-ish.
The come on time thing's wild to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some play and there's editing, of course. Not everyone's like a simultaneous comer, but like... I'm not trying to sit there covered in cum for 20 minutes for the last guy to semen. Fucking finish. You know?
Yeah, because I feel like at the end, there's like three. If it starts with like 10, at the end, there's like six. And four, you're like, where did those dudes go? And they're just in their car ready, like, fuck.
Yeah. You do lose a guy sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
If they just sort of like wander off set. And they just sort of
I would fake a phone call.
If they lose their heart on, they got to get off camera. And they're allowed to pop back in if they can get it back. But if not, please don't come back on camera and make me look like I can't keep a dick hard.
Wow.
You know?
Is there dudes on the bench waiting to get in to like fill in? Like let's say.
They should.
Let's say Lars can't keep it up.
Usually they want as many as possible right away.
Stunt double?
You know?
Wow. Yeah. See, I have a big ego.
One of my friends just worked for a company, I think based out of Thailand, and they have a different dude do the fucking, and then another guy flies in for the pop shot.
Flies
every
in?
Every time.
Flies in?
Really?
I'm like, did his dick look identical to the other dick? And she's like, no, it didn't. Yeah.
Not fly like in a plane.
You said fly in. I thought they were like, I thought
like zoomed in.
Oh,
like,
no. I thought you meant like
in.
We're flying a guy from Reno down for this fucking cum shot.
I did both technically
fly
in from Thailand.
Funny.
However, no, there's just one guy like just watching and jerking off in the background. Right. And then that other poor guy, I guess, doesn't get to cum or whatever. And then that guy's just for blowing loads.
Yeah. But in terms of like in the film or behind the scenes, that's for me, I'd be like, let's do that. I don't want to worry about...
Which guy would you want to be?
Oh,
the
me?
The fucker or the cummer?
I would want to be the... Oh, God. I would want to be the cummer.
I
would be the fucker guy, but also
really?
I'd be like...
But then
if
you're like
I
coming in the bathroom
B-roll.
All sad by yourself.
Well, I would like try to finish, but also be like, that's extra if you need it. If you need it.
Well, yeah.
Because I know how filming this goes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine, but like also fly him in from Reno.
Do both.
Just to
and
have
then
it.
You see whose load is bigger. See options. Who makes the final edit.
Yes. I'm giving the editor options.
That's
yeah,
nice.
The guy that's coming must have like a beautiful load.
I guess that's the point. But still, like then have him do the fucking. Now you're paying two dudes.
But maybe he can't fuck a lot. I'm going to be honest.
Then hire someone different.
Boom.
There might be.
Fly somebody in.
Here's the thing.
Fly somebody in from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Can we get the point across?
Because I'm going to.
No, Michael, fly somebody
in. Fly somebody from where?
Yeah.
Sarasota?
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine's a real place.
All the best dicks come from Portland, Maine.
Do they?
I don't know.
I think they have good, good humidity.
You confidently said Portland, Maine, so I just felt like you were in the
They have lobster. Lobster. Tails. Tails.
Cock.
Got it.
Length.
Cocktails. I've never been there, but I'm thinking of good humidity up there. I don't know. I'm baffled that there's so many different... How many people are usually on set per scene, would you say?
Oh, that depends. Like, I just did a huge feature for Digital Playground where we were renting out, like, a fake private jet and all that shit.
Oh, there we go.
So then there's going to be, like, way more people. You got
people
sound guys and a script manager and all that shit. But, like, for my sets, I'll just have makeup artist, camera, sound, maybe a PA, then the talent.
Has a sound guy ever ruined a cum shot by dipping the boom pole in?
I've ruined cum shots by accident.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like
laughing.
Like
you
one
sneeze?
Time. Oh, that'd be funny. One time he was coming and I don't know why I did this, but I breathed in and I actually inhaled it into my lungs. Then I'm like trying so hard not to cough, like yeah, just to give it a few more seconds. But then I'm just, I mean, I was
yelling wrong
half,
pipe,
like
would be
dying on cum.
Yeah,
the fact that no one's ever been fucked by a boom pole on porn sites is crazy.
I'm sure
porn?
If you watch enough porn, you'll see it.
There's got to be ASMR porn.
Well, there, there is. We watch a snippet of it. I'm not really an ASMR guy, but we watched a snippet of it. I'm fucking into that.
Yeah.
Oh, the one where she puts the mic like in her mouth.
Yes,
and shit.
Bro. Yeah, I don't know what the hell.
There are some people that are really talented at ASMR.
Have you ever done?
Do you get it though? Do you get the zzzz?
No, I don't get the zzzz, but that's hot. I don't get the zzzz.
You do?
A little bit, yeah. But they have to be really too, right? But like different noises do it for me. Like some, you know, I like the like tappies and the comb noises and stuff like that. Some people like wet noises. I don't know.
Oh, wet noises. I'd jump
that
off
would
a bridge.
Kill myself. Yeah.
I mean, it's, I think for relaxing, it's weird to hear that and get horned up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe graze an areola on the mic. Maybe that. Maybe,
I mean, I like reading porn. I like erotic novels. I like listening
to porn.
My
girl likes to read porn too. Yeah, or erotic novels, not like porn.
Yeah, my imagination is better than what most people can do.
Yeah.
True.
On set. And I don't mean like my physical, their bodies are fine, but I feel like a lot of people, like they do their dialogue however well they do it, and then they drop their character during the scene. But I want to see whatever characters, like if I'm going to bother to watch the intro, I want those characters to fuck.
Same
come on,
character.
Y'all. Yes. Come on, y'all.
Yeah. Also, we need to stop this in porn and tell, email people. We don't need a beginning. We don't need a narrative. Narrative is fine. Just fuck.
Just fuck.
And
well,
also,
let's ask
there's
a professional.
Plenty of that. That's Gonzo.
And also, can we do this?
Somebody else brought that. Oh, yeah. Lisa was talking about Gonzo. Mm-hmm. He's the man. He's the director, right? He's like
it's a
Gonzo
type of.
Just means.
Sorry, horned up. Anyways.
Gonzo means there's no theme. Gonzo means the theme is we are fucking.
Yeah.
You know, and but like some
theme.
People like storylines. Some people
that's
fast
what
forward
HBO
through
does.
It. Some people just want to see the banging. Yeah.
But the problem with some Gonzo is I would like to see the babiest setup ever.
Like what?
Knock, knock, show me your cock.
Something cool. Like that. But I just want to see.
I'm your neighbor. Do you have any flour? Here's my dick.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Who's giving people flour and sugar these days? If someone going to my place to ask me for sugar, I would say, go to Ralph's, you fuck. Why are you yelling at me for
but
sugar?
What if it's a-
I'm the girl who, when I moved into the neighborhood, get everybody cookies, and I do hit up my neighbors for things,
nice.
And they hit me up for things.
Okay.
So like, but like, I know it's hard to like cultivate that in LA, but I'm like, God damn it, this is happening for me.
If you knocked on my door and I opened it, I would be so confused. I'd be like, where's the cameras?
You
have to deal with that a lot because I feel like your face is very recognizable. Would you say that?
Yeah, like I was at a Pure Space just a couple days ago, and the doorman to the building thought of an excuse to come up and knock on the door. He's like, I don't think you finished signing in downstairs. And he's like, can I ask you? You look very familiar. And I'm I definitely finished signing in downstairs, but you can have a picture with me. Yes.
Yeah, that's always something I think must be an interesting thing. And maybe like a little smile in your head when somebody looks at you too long in a grocery store.
Yeah,
like
where you're like, I know you
clerk.
Know, but you're too scared to come up to me. Right.
He's also
cute.
With his wife. He can't just fucking saunter over you.
That is
like,
also weird.
Or they can't, they're not sure.
Right.
So
they don't want to offend a like non-porn woman
by
like basically calling them a slut or something. I don't know.
Do
you
people
know?
Ever like figure out mid-sentence? This happens like sometimes when I'm traveling. They'll be like, did we like have a class together? Were you in my like Zumba?
And then they just turn all shades of colors and then try and deny it sometimes.
They're like,
oh no, I don't know.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Goddamn.
So in the industry obviously has like flipped a bit, right? So are there still contracts with like companies that are lucrative enough for you to still do, or you or is it more lucrative just to stay, it's my own business, let's just stay with OnlyFans, da da da, or do you kind of like flip back and forth? You flip back and forth,
right?
Yeah, so that's sort of like a multi-part question, because OnlyFans and the ability to sell our own content is kind of new. And every platform that we've ever been able to sell our own content on, like, I'm sure you remember like the Snapchat heyday, the solo girl site heyday, there's always been something. But for a variety of reasons, they're generally extremely temporary in porn.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of reasons why I think performers shouldn't retire just based on OnlyFans. One is because OnlyFans is going to end.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, maybe it'll be the one thing in my 12 years of performing that lasts forever, but that's not what I've seen. So when it ends...
They tried to end it, right?
Well, they've already tried. Visa and MasterCard are completely against porn. You know...
Amex is like, we're horny, run it!
They've already dictated, like, half of the things that we can't do is not because of legality. It's because of like some dudes at Visa and MasterCard being like, well, I guess you can stick four fingers in the ass, but once you put that thumb in, we're not paying for it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Also,
that's a handshake.
Yeah.
Also, we've talked about this 100 times. Fucking the CEO of Visa and the CEO of whoever, dude, they're fucking gerbils in Sarasota on Sundays. And they're making demands on what you... You know what I mean? Like, they're fucking
the words
freaks.
We can say. Yeah. So basically, like, if you want porn that you can't find, blame them. Yeah.
Wow. So it's essentially just because it's eventually going to get just too out of control. And they're going to have to shut it down.
Yeah, you know, OnlyFans is huge. Visa and MasterCard are coming down hard on them. They're already doing a lot of, like...
And why is that? They're just...
They don't want to be associated with porn. They don't want to have their companies... helping us sell pornographic content.
But what's wild is if you do like, well, actually, I don't know. Maybe this is a question I want to ask you. So like the Pornhub premium, can't you use a Visa, MasterCard, whatever to get that? So what the fuck's the difference?
Well, they did pull billing for Pornhub for quite a long time.
Oh, they did? Okay.
They did. I don't know if it's back yet, but that was like that whole scandal where Pornhub had to comb through their content
they
only have like verified users and a bunch of the content got pulled down. Wow. And even after that, it took a really long time to get their billing back. If they have it back, I'd have to look. I'm not entirely sure.
When a video drops, if it doesn't do well, are you like, the fucking algorithm? That's because Michael and
the
I always,
algorithm.
Like if a video doesn't do well on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, where I was like, fucking algorithm. Is there an algorithm for porn?
Absolutely. Especially on the tube sites. Yeah. I'm sure part of it is like, did you do a good thumbnail? Did you do a good clip? Do you know someone at Pornhub who you can email? You know, it's the same scams as everything. Wow. Yeah. And then if you're a huge name, you're on the list of the top models, your stuff gets seen more, the algorithm for you gets better. It's like a self-feeding,
you know? Yeah, so it's, the game is probably the same, right? So do you ever try to collaborate? You're like, you call Riley Reid. You're like,
of course.
Maybe we should do because you know that it's like kind of across
the
base. Yeah,
why? If I'm working with someone with less of a name than me, I'm helping them, or it would be for the scene, or I'll just pay them so they don't own the content as well.
Yeah. There you go.
You know?
A little buyout.
Yeah.
So what's like been your like biggest collab that you'd be like, fuck yeah, this is great. I'm excited to do this.
My stuff with Riley does sell really, really well, but my best sales are with other MILFs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because of my fan base. Yeah.
So what,
they like the double mommy action.
Double mommy
that just
action
sounds
is
hot.
A title and a
double
half.
Double mommy action.
Double mommy action.
That just sounds
the
hot.
Comments on there are probably insane. Just goo goo gaga for days.
Goo goo gaga.
Hilarious.
What milk is coming out of your tits?
So what milk was? You said you did something with Lisa Ann, right?
But for her site.
Years
ago when she was directing, I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but I think it was one of her movies for Evil Angel. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She was retired
before
I started really producing my own content.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the MILF stuff, did that kind of just like, you did a video for that and the title hit and then you're like, I'm down for this.
Well, I was in my mid 30s when I entered the industry.
Really?
So I was like automatically a MILF or like a secretary or some sort of like adult female role, you know, the trophy wife, the whatever it is. Yeah.
Trophy wife.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to do. I don't want a trophy wife, But the idea of a trophy wife,
yeah,
is so
no responsibility, all of the money, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just, I want to be like, a trophy wife,
dude. I've told
no,
you guys,
you don't hear me. I want to be a trophy. You,
yeah, could you though? Could you just cook and clean?
I'd be
fucking,
bored.
Yeah, you're cutting.
You don't
want to
be the house.
I make birdhouses. I get bored.
Yeah,
no, I don't think trophy wives have to cook and clean. It's not 1940s. If you're with someone rich, you have a chef, you have a housekeeper.
That's true.
You just
your
go
job
to Tulum.
Is to like go to the gym and look good, and like when your man comes home or whatever, you suck the dick, right? And yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. Dude, my like my 13-year-old self loves a trophy wife. That I told you guys that I used to have these daydreams that I would like, my wish was that like just a lady lived in my closet and I would come home from like school, put my backpack down, fuck. And
then, I think everybody had something in right? that
There's
realm.
A whole genre of porn for that. It's called free use porn. Free
what is
use?
Going on here?
Yeah, you
what?
Don't even know about that?
No. What do you
We're
mean
like,
use?
Okay, like, so say this was a podcast studio, right? And hey. You had a lovely editor sitting over there. And in free use, they could still be editing the video. They don't care about the sex. It's not engaged, but everyone's allowed to fuck anyone at will. So you could just come up behind them, bone until you nutted, and then go about your day.
Like Zeus.
You know what I mean? It's just a free use office where you could have sex with any of the women at any time. They might have to continue working because they are at work.
Oh, so they're that's so funny. They're on Microsoft.
She's on a Zoom call.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, you know, a free use household would be like your wife could be cooking, but she's never going to say no, but she might continue to cook.
This,
do
this
whatever
is
she's working.
I didn't know I was in
free use.
Free use.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I did like a free copyright use scene free music. For myself where I was playing video games and my stepson came up and I'm like, mommy's busy right now playing video games. And I'm like, but if you can use my ass without fucking up my game, I'm going to keep playing.
Now,
you know
that's
I mean?
A good Twitch yeah. streamer right yeah. there. Get signed to FaZe Clan. That is good.
Twitch, I'd be like, banned.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I love like reading the comments in porn sometimes when yeah. I'm bored.
Oh, God,
you know.
It is funny.
But like, cause
or when they argue with each other.
It's insane.
That's my favorite.
When it gets political, hey.
I posted this
come here?
Thing. Like, obviously, it's in porn. So if you're watching porn, we have something called paperwork, which means that yeah. everybody was consenting and everybody knew that it was porn.
Yeah.
So I did one where a doctor, I guess it looked really real. I went to the doctor's office. I pretended I had a vibrator stuck in my vagina. We got the
classic.
Speculum out. Anyway, obviously, it ends in sex. On Pornhub, there's like 200 comments of people arguing with each other whether it's real or not.
How, like, what was it filmed like a security camera? Did it or did it like
well,
look
well, this was
kinda
in my Snapchat days, and I learned on Snapchat how to change the timestamp. So what I would do is I would like film intros in real places and then film sex in rented locations that
got
looked
it.
Like the real places, whoa. Splice them together, change the timestamp so it looked like it was happening then, which yeah. is a pretty easy way to fool people.
Wow.
So they were, I guess, legitimately confused, but also like, how the fuck do you think I'm selling this? How the fuck do you think
I'm
selling this?
I mean, dude, people
that's
think
the internet.
People think reality shows are real. You
yeah,
know?
Which,
so
is
like,
hilarious.
People, which is
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
dude, my girl literally thinks reality like the Kardashians is real.
That's
like, this
so funny.
Is not.
That's
do
cute.
You understand how much money is put behind this? There's no way they're just
no,
letting
they're
people
just
riff.
Winging it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah, they're just yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
Wow.
That is. Has there ever been a reality show for porn stars? Because why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, Brazzers House.
Shut
it's short.
Your
but
mouth.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
do you
yeah.
mean? Is there sex happening or is it?
Yeah, I think there's. Maybe up to 5 seasons of Brazzers House.
The rapper Blueface has like a show. Yeah. It's called like Blueface's Girls or something. And I think they're all dating him or something like that. It's like it's behind a paywall. I don't really know all the details. But yeah, there's definitely been some stuff like that, I feel like.
Oh, I've never. Yeah. That's so crazy.
Where it's just filmed all the time. And there's always like secret drama that the cameras don't even know about.
Yeah.
That, like, we get to know about.
I would
like,
watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like too hot to handle, but they are having sex, really.
But they are having sex. Yeah. I bet they're all having sex in those shows too.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
I watched a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I really want to know who's fucking who because these people
oh,
are hot.
The Blue Man Group gets off set and pipes it down.
I hope
oh,
so.
Yeah.
I hope they're all fucking like in acrobatic ways, or that's
so.
What I thought about later that
keep
night.
Keep a good bond. Yeah.
There was,
right.
there was a Vegas show that my dad, so funny, my dad, and my sister, and I went to, and it was like the
weird
Cirque
transition.
Du Soleil. I know. The Cirque du Soleil, I'm getting there. The Cirque du Soleil that we saw in Vegas was like, the sex one? I mean, they didn't
ooh,
fuck,
yeah.
but it was like the.
Yeah, yeah. The,
do you know what I mean?
I didn't see that. Was it missed? Oh God. Yeah, I know
something
the one you're talking
like
about.
That.
Anyway,
whatever.
Yeah.
But dude, I was like, I was you know 16. I was like, they're. And by the way, they're yeah. all fucking.
They have
to
be
environment for the entire.
They're with each other for like sometimes years.
Yeah, this chemistry, no matter what,
it's just like porn actors. Like everybody's banged everybody on and off set. Like it's not that many of us in the business. Like, in like the high end business.
Yeah. The amateur. It's kind of like with anything.
You could be in Wyoming fucking and put it on Pornhub, sure. But I'm talking about like you're getting hired by legit people.
But then
in LA,
exactly. There's millions of actors, millions of rappers, YouTubers, but there's a few that are like that have made a career out of it.
And I'm sure they all know each other, too.
Wow,
So has there ever been a time where you fucked dude on set that you didn't know, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this is some chemistry. You want to get a coffee?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if you like people, like a lot of my best friends, the relationship started by fucking.
God, I would love to hear some of these, like you run into them at a Whole Foods. You're like, I haven't seen you since we DP'd back in Catalina. No,
absolutely.
How really? Is everything?
Absolutely.
You still or packing like, that Subway footlong?
Like,
Jesus.
You know, you haven't worked with someone in a while, but you fucked them a million times. Yeah. You show up, how's your wife? How's your kids? How's like, everything? Like, or you're even like, because you do sex stills, which are kind of boring. So you're like, you have the dick half in the pussy and you're like, like pretending that you're fucking. Half the time you're like, oh yeah, how's Sharon? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a couple pumps in. Oh yeah. You're just having some dumb inane conversation while you're pretending to fuck.
Talking to you is like, it's great to hear how wholesome and just like, it's like any job where it's like those connections are still there. It's just, makes me happy on the inside.
Yeah.
Like,
it does,
just those conversations being like, how's you got a lot of load in your eye. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was going to come out like that. Oh, I'm an asshole.
So wholesome.
So at what moment, and this is a question I like to ask too, what moment where you're like, I fuck good. This is awesome. Let's make some money.
I had no idea I was going to join porn. So I was a physical therapist. I have been for 20 years
okay,
now.
Okay, my shoulder. All right.
Yeah, so I'll fix you. I got you. I was sports and spine specialty. Is that for how Alma
started? Like some guy, like you popped it really good and he's like, oh, goddamn. And you're like, hold on.
No, so like physical therapists make okay money. It's okay money.
Yeah.
But I wanted more. So my side hustle was modeling, like magazine modeling, men's magazines, all that shit. I was in a lot of like low level shitty men's magazines.
Yeah.
And my current agent, she found me or one of her headhunters did and was like, would you like to do porn? And I'm like, wait, what?
Me?
So I looked them up and I'm like, this is like a really legitimate agency. I'm like, do I want to do porn? I was like, I'm not even sure that I do want to do porn, but I got a lawyer, made sure I couldn't lose my physical therapy license. And then I'm like, listen, worst case scenario, I can be like, look at what Nana did. Like I could just be like, I was a bad bitch. Like I just wanted the bad bitch stamp. I did not think it was going to be a career. It'd be like, I went to Scott. Like, show you fucking lived.
Yeah.
You know, like you really fucking lived, you know? And then I had, like a lot of people, like preconceived notions of what it would be like. I was worried it would be like maybe not as professional as it is, but I knew I'd have fun banging. Yeah. And I loved it. I fucking loved it. I did my week of work. I did Girl for years. It was with Holly Michaels.
Why do I know that name?
My God. She's retired now, but.
The look in your eye.
Natural breasts. She was like a little taller than me. And like she was one of she was also with my agency. And like I was new to LA, so I was still staying in the model house. And she was in the model house. And like, sorry.
That's how you know you're passionate about your job and you're good about it. It's like, like I talk about that in the same way that with like with my career and everything. It's like you see it in your eyes and you're and I think with any career, if you're in it for the money, it's not gonna work out. But if you actually like it for the passion, the money will come.
Yeah.
Right. So when people will be like, how do I get into YouTube? How do I get into stand-up? I just want to make money. You're like, that's not gonna work. But if you are passionate about it, then it comes out.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever worked with Gina Michaels?
Gianna Michaels?
She was like my like.
Is she your
growing up? She
favorite?
Was like my great white buffalo. That was.
I liked Julia Ann, Janie Lindemeyer, and Nina Hartley.
You told us
when
about,
I was young in the 90s.
Yeah,
up and coming young woman.
Yeah,
Gabe, could you bring one of those up? I just want to see.
Yeah,
bring up Gina Michaels.
Blink 182 cover.
Bring up Gina.
Huh?
Fucking Janie, Blink 182.
That's her.
Yeah.
With the glove.
Yeah.
That's an iconic.
Stop it! You guys are men,
that's
and you do
her?
Not.
I need to
pick
that
young,
CD
though.
And got kicked out of Best Buy.
I'm 43, so like I feel like you missed her era in porn.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But I want to catch it now.
Look Blondage, look Blink 182 cover. So anyway, I went to AVN for my first time. I was only in the industry a few months, and I get in the elevator And Nina motherfucking Hartley's in the elevator. No. And I'm like, be cool, be cool. You're cool, Sheree. You're totally cool. You're in the industry. You're cool. So I'm just looking like a scared deer. She's like, hi, what's your name? I said no words.
Really?
I just stood there like Robert? An idiot going, no. And then she got out of the elevator. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I get that.
But like, yeah. God, you jerk off to her for years and she's like yeah. right in front of you and you're like, you know?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Yeah, you
yeah I had a legit panic attack, said zero words to her. So embarrassed.
Have you talked to her since?
Yeah, I redeemed myself okay, sex good, in good. Every way that you can.
Oh, hey.
However.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, yeah, it was a very awkward first meeting. Yeah.
That's wow. so funny. So you yeah. went through your first like week of scenes mm-hmm. and people, you got like positive feedback and like, yeah. oh, I can do this.
I went back home and I'm like, ooh. And then like a couple months later, I booked another trip. And then a few months after that.
And you were still doing like, physical therapy?
Oh, yeah. Full
and then
time.
Some guy's like, crack, you're getting his back cracked. He's like,
oh, thank God I never got recognized in those early years. That would have yeah. been hilarious.
Guys like, come in, it's like, I got a paper cut. I just want to see you. Hello.
You look so different, like when you have like ho makeup on, than like zero makeup and a bun.
Yeah, but in scrubs, yeah. though.
In scrubs.
You do a scrub scene?
Yeah.
That's dude, when you start scrubs your
now so I have. Hot. I've gone yeah. like full like physical therapy parody scenes where hilar. I'm like talking the legit talk yeah. and doing the thing.
The director's
thing.
Like, wow, yeah. she's really good at riffing.
And then like, you know, to manipulate the coccyx, which is true, you have to go in the ass, which is also true. So, you know, it just one thing leads
that
to
all
another.
Really works.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's why I'm comfortable with the human body, though, because like being a physical therapist, you're just used to touching people. You're very comfortable. Yeah, you nudity is with, not a thing.
You had to mess
know?
With cadavers and shit. You're,
oh,
you're
yeah.
Good.
Dissect yeah. a few people. You're good to go.
Do you have a favorite yeah. title that you've been associated with? You're like, that's just funny or that's just good. Whether it's like Milfine's stepson oh, playing God. With goldfish while naked.
There's so many good ones, but I feel like one of my most popular scenes for whatever reason is called Spring Cummings. Or spring coming.
I love it.
Yeah. And so I'm just like finding my stepson's cum in all areas of the house and I'm frustrated. I'm washing it off the yeah. dishwasher.
In the microwave.
It's in the stiff socks. It's all yeah. this stuff. It's on the microwave.
It's in the air fryer.
You know?
God damn
and
it.
Then he, you know, MILFs have like notoriously bad peripheral vision, if you haven't noticed. Like we're just really, and he somehow sneaks up behind me and, you know, one thing leads to another. And yeah.
Wow. That is yeah. so
yeah. Dude, I am currently a stepson and that is nice. Never cross. I you know what's so funny? I had a moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm a stepson on this fucking show. I literally yeah. I just don't see her. I was like, whatever.
Oh,
but like
yeah.
that the hotness of that relationship makes so much sense.
There's a huge difference yeah. between what you want to jerk off to and what you want to happen in real life. And right. that's like people are like, aren't you ashamed for all your taboo scenes? I'm like, it's a y'all know none of us are related,
acting,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. it's just to be salacious. Right. It's to be taboo. It's yeah. to push the
get
boundaries
the
of your imagination.
Yeah. Dude, listen, I
not real life.
I jerk right. off to, you like, know? Goblins. I don't want to fuck
oh,
a real goblin.
Love he loves that goth porn.
No. Do you love cartoon porn?
Well, not, is it, no, no, no.
The
no,
cartoon
no,
one.
No, no, not, no not, not actually.
Lois
like,
Griffin.
Like, when women
Futurama.
Dress up like fucking, like, demons. Ooh, they have, like, hot. The red contacts and shit.
Are you a fan of Burning Angel and those type of?
Oh, my fucking
yes.
God.
Joanna Angel is an icon. She is a motherfucking genius level icon. She started when alt girls, you could have one
alt
tattoo
girls.
And you were banned from porn.
What?
And back in the day, no tattoos. You had to be like perfect little girl next door. I'm talking about like back
even
in
the
day.
Even if it says like come here, something fun.
Oh, No. Joanna was like, you know what? No, I'm going to start my own company.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm going to hire all the tattooed bitches and all the pink haired bitches and
yeah.
all the pierced bitches. And she did it. And she did it. She
so
did
cool.
it.
I
she
love those revenge stories.
She sold the company a while ago, but she's a good friend of mine. I love that
good
woman.
Good for her, dude.
I love her.
I love those stories. There was a nightclub mm-hmm. where a guy didn't get let in. And I forget what nightclub it is. And then he
yeah.
just built his own nightclub. Now
yes.
it's one of the biggest ones in Vegas.
Yeah.
Those like revenge stories, I think, are my favorite. I'm
yeah,
because like,
she was there hosting AVN, buying her own booths.
Fuck yeah,
had, like
also,
rolling in with her tattooed girls all
one
sitting
tattoo?
Front row being like, ha, ha, ha.
yeah.
I don't know one dude to be watching porn. He's like, is that a tattoo? I'm soft. Get me out of here.
Well, you know, I also feel like before the internet, before you could get analytics to what the world actually wanted to see.
It was just based on the director.
It was just based on like 10 white men in the valley and what they wanted to see. So it did not encompass the reality of body world. Sizes, yeah. ethnicities, sexualities. It did not. It was a very ridiculous, skewed, narrow view of porn. That's why every girl looked exactly the same. It's because these same fucking white men were like, oh, that's all I want. Anything else is trash. It's
and then the internet opened it up and now they're like, goth girl gets actually, pounded out in a school bus.
Analytics show that y'all have been wrong for a very long time.
Yeah. Mm,
thank God. You know, because
what's an early kink that you had as when you were in college, you were like, oh, I don't know if this is okay.
Oh, being tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love being made helpless. And I really enjoy if someone can obviously consensually, nobody wants to be scared or injured, but if you can make me verbally cry, tear me down to that level. Like there's something about like the catharsis of like crying, the insane vulnerability emotionally and physically added to an orgasm. That's like, I don't know. And to me, like really special.
He's just being rough or what he's saying.
It's more everything? About what he's saying. Ooh. I want to like mentally be in that headspace. Like I don't want to be quick. Bruised personally, although no shame.
Can I hear it? I'll close my eyes. Can I hear one that somebody said?
You know, to me, I like to be demeaned. Like, you're a worthless little whore. Why don't you bark like a fucking dog?
My seventh grade teacher would tell me that.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm so like confident and powerful and like I have such strong feelings about like who I am. Wow. I just want someone to like fuck me up.
Let's just say I want to try that one night with my lady. Yeah. But I don't want her to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I go, hey, this is for me. I'll do whatever for you. How do I ease into it? I'd be like, you're worth a lot. You're worth a little. You ain't worth shit. Like, ease into it.
For me, even before every scene that I do, we have a little chat before we fuck. Shake you know hands. What I mean? And be like, here's something that I am really into. I want to tie you up, right? And I want to objectify you. Yeah. I want to objectify you physically, and I want to objectify you verbally. What do you think about that? Are there any words you don't want me to use?
That's great. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you get a list of words that they're like, I think these would be too triggering for me. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, wow.
And then you work in those parameters and
love it.
See how it goes, you know? And then the next time, maybe you're both more comfortable and you're like, you know, before I said you couldn't say this, but that went really well. And I feel secure and confident with you.
It's a working relationship.
So now let's take it to another level. Now you can add a leash. Or you can add, you can piss on me, or you can, whatever. Yeah.
I love that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious because I think that level of sex is very intimate. And if you get there,
it's very intimate.
It's a very powerful bond to have. So it's like,
it's very vulnerable.
It's vulnerable, it's but it's also vulnerable. Different from like, you know, outside of the bedroom, you're like, I have so much respect for you and I love you. But like in the bedroom, I just wanted to try this. So I'm like, how do you go from A to B without being like, what? You want to do that? You know, how do you like,
I'm always about talking. You know what I mean? Like, and I think if you're with someone, they know if you respect them or not. So that doesn't even need to be a discussion. They know exactly where you stand in real life.
Yeah.
But the bedroom is another monster. We are animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are just mammals running around with like a decent frontal lobe. It doesn't mean we don't have urges. It doesn't mean we don't want to fuck in whatever ways we can think of fucking. And it certainly doesn't mean we disrespect our partners, even if some crazy shit goes down in the bedroom.
Gabe, can you look up that song? What was it? Like, you and me ain't baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. It's Mickey Avalon, isn't it?
Is it? No, I don't think so.
It's going to come to me.
Do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. That's bars right there.
Yeah. Bloodhound Gang.
Thank you.
What's the song?
Yes, it is.
It's The Bad Touch.
Mm-hmm.
The Bad Touch.
I would have never.
Never. I would have guessed mammals. It was like
Simple Plan or something.
Yeah.
Plan B.
But I mean, that's. I'm just going to play that song and be like, baby, what do we think? Discovery Channel? Discovery Channel's horned up for no reason. They just have a guy with a $10,000 camera just filming pelicans.
Yeah. Well, dude, and then they always get someone with like a silky, smooth voice to narrate it where you're like,
God, they should do that for porn.
They should, especially like if somebody's, you know, blind or something, right? Maybe you should get like a really good narrator.
Well, that's what I was saying.
So it's can like still hear the sounds of the porn. You know, it's not just an audiobook. You still know they're fucking. You can hear it. But then you got someone like really descriptively helping you out.
Yeah. So we discovered this on Spotify a couple of weeks ago on this podcast where it's like there's like voiceover. They're kind of like painting a picture of that. Have you ever done anything like that? Or have you ever done, I mean, phone sex is way outdated, but like have you ever done anything like that?
I sell a lot of like audio notes.
Really?
Yeah, I even have some that
audio notes.
Yeah, sure. Where like I'll do like one of my most popular selling ones is I do like a naughty nighttime routine, like I'm tucking you in, baby. Let's get you all relaxed. You're such a good boy. Oh my god, I love you so much. You know, and you just get your voice all right, and you make the tucky inny noises, and then you're like, you look restless. You need me to help you go to bed. You know, just talk them through it. Talk them through it. It sells really, really well. You know?
Yeah. No shit. It sells well.
Then they listen to it. I hope
with like noise canceling headphones.
Yeah. I hope that they're listening to it at nighttime and jerking off. I hope
they're listening to it on the airplane. It's okay.
Well, that's fine. I don't care when they're listening to it. But in my mind's eye, I'm helping people get
and
a good
this
night's
is
sleep.
Just like an MP3 format. Or
wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the right headphones on, I would doze off so quick.
Yeah.
I could meditate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be my ringback tone when you call me. Ringback tones are hilarious. Yeah. It'd always be Hurricane Chris, hey, baby. But now it's, I'm not at the phone right now, but maybe I will be. Give me a ring.
Dude,
that's it.
First of all, the kiss at the end. The kiss at the end was great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
was that good?
Gotta make it wetter though. No,
oh yeah.
Oh. But I fucked up. And I'm like, mwah. Now we're just doing ASMR stuff. Gib, where are we on time? Oh, we're at an hour. Jesus.
Look at that.
All right. So should we get into some questions? I do want to see before we get into that. You brought this up right before we started. There's a girl that does Lois Griffin role play. Or you did
cosplay.
Cosplay.
I've never seen. If she has any, I don't even know. I've never seen her video work. I hope she has video work. But she's an Juliet Michaels or Michaels, an amazing cosplayer on Instagram.
You got
an
O out of Gabe on that.
Marge, yes!
Oh, whoa!
Yes,
Lois!
She does Marge Simpson.
Peter!
I mean, her work is so good. She does like The Incredibles mom. Like, look at this girl. Look at
the Incredibles
her.
Like the
has she ever done,
Meg
from Family Guy?
Look at this woman.
Miss Incredible. Gabe, to your right. Click it. Dim the lights.
Wow. It's really good.
I know it. I know it. I jerk off to her Instagram. I do.
Oh, my God.
Look at her, though.
Yeah, that's wild.
Marge. Homie.
Right?
Wow.
I always thought Marge was like the least attractive mom in all.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not any fucking more.
She out here.
That her, too?
I know. It's Audrey, too. Right.
That's her too?
Yeah.
I think this is
Little Shop of Horrors. I think that's Audrey too, probably.
Yeah. Wow. Audrey too.
Maybe click to the left of the Little Shop of Horrors thing. Yeah, just quick little. Okay, cool. Everything's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I know it.
Just good checking it out.
I know it.
All right, you guys want to get into Sock Talk?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Yes, so we have some people that wrote in with some stories or want some advice, and then some people that wrote in anonymously. So one...
I'm ready to give out bad advice.
No, you're going to be great.
So this is a submission from Brian, and he says, my girl just confessed to me that she's been faking her moans with me. Ooh. We're 4 months in. So he's a little heartbroken and disappointed by that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be heartbroken or disappointed because I feel like the only reason, and I'm certainly not advocating being fake because it's not good for either party, but I think the only reason that some women and or men fake that stuff is because they just really want to please you. They just really want you to be happy. They really want you to feel like you're doing a good job because their happiness is obviously very important to you. I always suggest that people don't fake it, not to be a bitch or to be like work harder or anything like that, but because everyone comes differently. Everyone needs something different to orgasm. And every new lover, no matter how amazing they think they are in bed, still has to learn your body. Mm. And that's okay. And they're not going to learn unless you're like, oh, a little more to the left, harder, softer, deep. Like, what? Give
it.
Verbal cues. Have discussions. Don't, like, you're already fucking. Like, you're letting them, like, shove their cock to the twist back of your throat and you can't even say that you need it to the left of your clit. Like,
it is true.
Come on.
Be a little more vocal. It is wild.
But
you're
it's hard
inside
as a woman.
Somebody.
You know, we're taught, especially like in my generation and before, we are the submissive ones. We are the pleasers. We are the givers of pleasure. Our pleasure is supposed to come secondary, and I reject all of that bullshit.
But don't you think?
But
it,
our culture raises us
it's
like
Chick-fil-A,
that.
Then
you
it's
know?
Their pleasure. Guys, this is a comedy podcast.
don't you think on some level, like, there are women out there that they get off by like seeing how pleased the man
sure.
is or the
and
partner
then
or whoever.
That's fine. Then it's not fake anymore, though, is it?
But then you gotta return it.
Yeah.
Return the favor. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
If you are truly getting off on their pleasure, then you're receiving it by doing what you're doing. And then there's no foul, no harm, no foul.
Right. Oh, so she's saying that
she's
faking.
She was expressing, I think, that she was actually dissatisfied and pretending that she was satisfied. And I would say that man should almost take it as a compliment that she's just
trying.
Wants to fucking make him happy.
I wonder how it came
she's
out.
She's trying. Like, she's maybe embarrassed to share her needs. You know what I mean? And that it certainly doesn't reflect on his performance.
I'll tell you what,
it just
though.
Reflects on her not sharing what makes her come.
If I was the girl and we were in an argument, I'm throwing that out there. And you're being a dick to me, but cool, I've been faking it for the last 4 months. This? Yeah, acting.
Yeah.
That's acting.
I took an Esper studio class. Now I'm fucking sick at it.
A little Harry Met Sally action.
Yeah. Exactly. That would fuck up my head. But if she's like, hey, I need to tell you something. Then you're like, cool, we can work from here.
Yeah.
But it was like, man, fuck you. I've been faking the last 4 months.
Yeah.
But tears.
That's true. It really depends on the vibe context. At which that was introduced.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, I mean, she already said it. So it's the cat is out of the bag, pussy out of the bag. But like, I don't even think you have to be like, fake it. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I don't even think that I've been faking. I think you'd be like, man, like, these are the things that I
this
like.
This is what I would now like to try.
Yeah. And then you
hey,
just
hey, can
it.
We?
Yeah.
I hope to God, you know, in any relationship that I'm at, we don't have the exact same sex from day one to year 10.
Yeah.
I hope that we try lots of different things and we start doing stuff. We stop. We pick it back up again. I don't know.
Like, add some people.
Let's explore.
Get the neighbors in.
Add some people. Yeah.
Get the Postmates. There's got to be a Postmates. Because, you know, it's like the pizza boy delivery. That's kind of outdated. It's
that
like,
really should be an app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you put your tested status on the app and you can just like get called in.
Oh,
you
wow.
You just like get called in.
I was thinking for like role play. You know, I was like, oh, the pizza boy.
No,
now
it
it's
should
like
be
the,
in there
the
too.
Uber Eats
like,
guy. Yeah.
Right. Like I on Saturday, I'm looking for 5 tested men to come at 5 o'clock wearing sports jerseys for
Here's
my blah,
thing.
Blah, blah
it's
fantasy.
Door dick.
Yeah, door dick.
But there'd be like 5,000 people at your front door be like, oh, did you book the rules already?
You book them. You got to approve them.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, and then they get the address. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, that'd be very popular.
I mean, I think that's going to be the next iteration
and then
of
they go
prostitution,
home.
Though.
Yeah.
Like instead of just ordering quesadilla, you order a man or a woman.
Dressed as, you know, everyone has their do's and don'ts. Yes. Everyone has their outfit availabilities, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to start this.
Dietary restrictions.
It'd be incredibly illegal right now. So into this.
But where is like Amsterdam wouldn't be illegal, right?
Yeah, or like some places in Nevada maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Door dick.
Door dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're
getting 6% of whatever you come up with.
Yeah.
If you use door dick.
Sold. You got this.
Yeah,
you got
Shark
this.
Tank right here.
Shark Tank.
That'd be hilarious to
be
on
that
Shark
would be
Tank.
Such a funny
Everyone's thing. Out. Mark Cuban's like, I'm oddly in.
But the thing is,
it would be a billion dollar idea.
Like, it would succeed.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you get through the legalities, boom.
Yeah. That's the only, big hoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, oh my God. That would.
Yeah,
that
right now, it's just called Tinder. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, but then you're like pretending to date, and you gotta like text back and forth or just something.
No, this is just straight up bada bing, bada boom.
You're just,
Yeah, and there are apps that are like hookup apps, but they are they're either trash or they're just literally just like, profiles for OnlyFans.
Yeah, like offer
They're full of bots. Like try, like even some of my like younger male friends, like they show me Tinder and they're like, so you're on Tinder? I'm like, no, I'm not on Tinder.
Right.
In fact, the 2 times I've ever tried to join dating apps.
They kick you off.
Immediately kick me off as a catfish.
Yeah.
For using selfies.
Wow.
Like
in the app, you're holding up your name.
Right. So like plain ass, boring selfies looking like a regular human. And they're like, oh, no, you're not like who my real name is.
Yeah.
You're Cherie DeVille catfishing people. I'm like, actually, I'm a whole human trying to like,
How did you come up with the name? Because that's not your government name, is it?
No. Cherie Curry from The Runaways. Yeah.
Wow.
Again, I'm old.
And then
but that bitch wore lingerie on stage in like the 70s.
Yeah.
Like punk rock icon. Joan Jett was in that band. Like,
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that you have a passion because I've talked to some people and they're just like, it's just kind of click. But that's like cool because it's like,
there's a meaning.
There's a meaning behind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I always thought she was so hot. Like, young woman out there in lingerie, just like being like blatantly boss, sexual, punk rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like then.
Did you ever change your name throughout phases or was it always that?
No, it was always that. Yeah.
That's cool. And you show up, you gotta just be confident. Like, this is my name. They're like, hell yeah.
Well, I thought that was one of the most fun parts about starting porn is that you got to like pick this fake name.
Yeah. I would just like knowing me, I would pick something stupid. Then 5 years later, I'd be like a tattoo. I'd be like, ugh, I shouldn't have done that. I should have picked that.
You're like Johnny Dicks a lot. Fuck.
Honestly, great.
Harry said a testes. I should have thought that one through.
Last name Dixon. I'm fucking pissed. Gabriel, so we jump in?
Yeah. It's time to do an anonymous submission. This is just a confession, something that they want you to know. They say anonymously, I still have my ex-girlfriend's thong. I jerk off and cum in it like I used to do in her.
I love
hot.
It.
Nice.
That's not hot. A lot
I'd be
of
flattered if somebody
room.
Like had stolen my underwear and was still jerking off in it.
It's not a lot
I feel like
of
I still
room.
Like owned a bit of that cock. No. Yeah.
True.
Oh, I'd be like, shit. He still can't get over my pussy. Like,
what
yeah.
a loser, dude.
It is.
That's a powerful feeling. No, like, right, like we broke up like years ago. Like, yeah.
For the girl, very powerful. For the guy, a little bit of tears.
Yeah.
But whatever helps.
Or,
him. But I'm not shaming here.
But maybe like, that's what he's into
hot,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he smells them as he's jerking off. He has
well,
to.
In the beginning, sure, but how many years has he had these panties? Does he wash them after he jerks off?
I hope
are
not.
They clean?
I don't think he can
how
peel those off
the
ground. How
much cum is on
they're,
the panties?
Cemented.
I just have like a lot of follow-up questions.
Yeah.
I would, but, I would go back to my ex-girlfriend and be like, can you put these on for 2 seconds? Because the smell's gone.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Get it freshened up a little.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's, yeah. That confession.
I'd ask for like, I'd ask her to wear like boxer briefs, more landing area.
More of a smell zone.
Yeah there's well, there's more, you know, not, exactly.
Yeah.
You date again and things end. Boxer briefs, sundress.
Dude, there was one time that
blanket.
Dude, I love it.
I love a sundress.
Sundress.
Dude, my
fucking. There's nothing better than a sundress.
What are these? Are they called maxi dresses?
The long ones. Yeah.
What the hell are those?
Yeah, that's a dumb phase.
God.
That's a dumb phase, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Well.
Sir, get out of my head.
You got to get off the podcast. What an honor to have you on. This was cool. I think people are really going to enjoy this.
I hope so.
A lot of really cool insight that,
you
know, I think a lot of people had no idea before.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think it's to echo your point earlier, it's like the wholesomeness and the passion you have for this. It's really nice to see.
12 years, baby.
Yeah, 12 years.
Hell yeah.
You can be in this for this long and still hold like happiness towards it is fucking awesome. Because I think there's
you should
stigma.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But there's weird stigma with it, you know? So it's nice
if you're
to,
meant
like,
to stay, you'll
of...
stay. That's how I always feel with people.
I think
that.
You got, like you said, you got to get in for the right reasons, you know? Yeah.
Cool.
Well, in honor, can people find more stuff on, you have a website?
We'll just say my Instagram, SharitaVilleXO.
Yeah.
Great.
And there might be a link in there.
You'll
can
find me other
get
places
down
from
on
there.
It.
Yeah.
On it. Get down on it. Well, thank you so much
Google
for
me.
Coming on. Yes. There you go. Not in public. Well, if you can.
You
go
can.
For it.
You can. Well, guys, that is the podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Please go, as I always say, please go on Apple and Spotify, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. Also, a friendly reminder, we have a Patreon. So for only $5 a month, you get 4 extra episodes a month. Drops every Friday, ad-free. We have iconic episodes such as the Gabe interview. We also interviewed Mr. Wallace's girlfriend, Crazy, and we can get more crazy because our parents don't listen to that shit. So go on there. Guys, till next time, love, kisses, big hugs, and, you know, come in your ex-girlfriend's panties if you'd like. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save.
Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.